I was 16. I just left school. And in those days, you had someone come to the school and discuss and help you find a job even. And I was offered to go along to Crest of Silks for my interview with my mum.
Of course.
And I think my mum did most of the talking. And I started in a very small office with handwritten ledgers.
Right.
Big, hefty ledgers. I adored the work because that was the things I liked to do. And then as time went on, I was sent to Holborn to learn, it was called a National 32 then, and I went for a couple of days a week and learned, and when I came back to the office, I then trained other people. So when I started Cresta's, it was owned by one gentleman called Mr. Crabtree,
right,
whose friend was Godfrey Wynne.
Okay.
And
what was this? What year were we talking about?
We're talking, I was born 1941, so it'd be 1958.
Sorry, you were saying when you started there, it was just owned by the one person. So.
Yes, and then we had about three shops or so at the beginning.
Right.
And they were always in exclusive places like Baker Street, Bond Street. And then when they started going out, it was like Penzance and Tives, Horsham, Cheltenham, Liverpool. Nice select places, because that was the clientele they were making for.
Yeah.
It was a small workroom, a cutting room, a room where they kept the fabrics and the cottons.
Right.
Different ladies in the workroom had different jobs. You know, some of them were finishers, some of them did personal embroidery, designing. We had models coming down from London on a regular basis. They did start to buy some clothes in, but a lot of the clothes were made in the workroom for royalty, special ones. People's models were kept in the workroom for special clients.
Wow.
It was just a lovely environment to work in for a 16-year-old girl. It was wonderful. Clothes all about the place.
From what you were saying about those national machines, they were the old accounts machines.
They were.
And big cards that they used to print.
That's
stuff
right.
On.
And you did your balancing. But when I finished, I did like credit control
because
I was there 10 years.
Right.
So. But I just thought it was a wonderful period to go through life. When I had my first child, we had, I think, about 72 shops, which was a big, yes.
I had no idea we got that.
Yeah. But then they became like shops within shops, like you get now in John Lewis, you get shops within shops.
Yeah.
Eventually it was sold to Debenhams.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the workrooms went as such, but we had like a packing base in another part of Wellington, over by the fire station in that area. Us in the office would go out to the shops to do stock taking, so we had nice trips away with the thing to nice areas, nice hotels. When we came in, when I packed from finish work, we'd come in twice a year and do the then as it was like a big audit for all the stock and what stock and valuation and things. We were treated very well and lovely treats. So it was a really nice beginning to life.
Do you remember what your first wages were?
Oh, I do. £1.50.
Oh.
But it was good.
Riches beyond.
And I was salary, not weekly paid. Excuse me. Which in those days, my husband was doing an apprenticeship. He'd just finished an apprenticeship. But I earned more than him. And my dad used to get furious.
Really?
Because my dad used to say he had to work twice as hard to earn my wages. Because I didn't produce anything. That was my dad's outlook on that. He used to tease me gravely about it.
Wow.
Yeah. But my boss always used to say to me, go and do more exams, qualifications. But I didn't. At that time, it wasn't considered necessary for people to go and have qualifications. So when I got married, I was allowed to go to the room where they kept all the materials, choose materials, and have bridesmaids' dresses made.
Lovely.
So it was like a very happy family. And for years after, I think, the main man, Mr. Pollock, used to send me Christmas cards. I just think it was a great background to start on. And
absolutely.
I think the lady, I was a shy person, and I think the lady that came to interview us for our jobs, lots of my friends went to bigger companies, much bigger companies with much thing, but I felt she probably was very good at her job. And chose me because I was, at that time, very shy, quiet person. So I just thank my lucky stars that those things happened to me.
How many others were there in the office then?
In the accounts? There was, the accounts was very small, as my boss and two other ladies. But we had further people in the office that dealt with the distribution of the garments to the stores.
Okay.
So, and we had the cutting room near us as well, where the fabric was laid out and cut. And that was a very highly paid, very sought after job, because that's where the money was saved, because it was the laying out of the clothes and working out the materials and the designs, the design staff, you know, were good. And then at Christmas, when we had our Christmas parties, which was lovely, they would, the staff would wait on you, and often they'd dress up.
The dress shops, did they just sell basically dresses? So it was outerwear rather than underwear.
Oh yeah, they didn't sell underwear.
I mean, hats.
So
it was just outerwear.
Obviously hats. It was outerwear.
Things like gloves and bags, that would have been
No, they didn't do gloves and bags. We did hats. I don't think they did gloves and bags. But they did hats and dresses. It was considered as couture, as opposed to your off-the-peg type of thing.
Yeah.